I'm not ready really yet. Hang on a second. Which one do I turn up to make it sound nice in my ears? Hello. Right, now it's a bit of a weird start, this one, because when I arrived this morning, so I've done how many have I done now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've done 5. Oh God, I've only done 5. Anyway, I've done 5 of these shows. Every morning I've had to come and let myself in, unlock 2 locks, sort out the burglar alarm, turn on the lights, all that stuff, first in. And I love that. I love the feeling of opening up. I would love, and I don't think this is the delusional fantasy of someone who hasn't got an actual job, but I would love to run a shop, because not necessarily run. No, run. So there, not necessarily own, but run. I'll just go all in. I'd love to own and run a shop, because then you get to open up and then you get to lock up at the end of the day. And I like that, that feeling of, here we go, and off we pop. I'm sure there's people who own or run shops who are listening who are like, you absolute dingbat. It is not fun at all. Every morning, up with the shutters. Oh, I got to break into the float every morning. I just think it sounds great. But then I dare say a lot of you think that travelling the world being witty sounds like a pretty top job, but you don't understand what it's really like, because you have to sometimes be wise as well, and it is exhausting. Anyway, this morning when I arrived here, I could see that there were some lights on, and I was like, aye, somebody left the lights on last night. What? A pack of plonkers. Because every morning it's been slightly different in the studio, because there's a different person who's here last thing the previous night, right? Because that's the nature of this schedule. Timetable. And every morning I've got to sort of work around that and deal with it. And every morning I do, and I do it really professionally. And only a few times have I phoned Sarah, who as far as I can see, is very crucial to the continuing operation of Resonance FM, and work out what to do. Today, though, there's lights left on. And so I'm like, hello. Hello, someone left the lights on. Okay, fair play, not a problem. Bit irresponsible considering the parlous state of the old PLANET. Just spelling that in case there's any young children listening, because I don't want them knowing that the PLANET is FUCKED, and that EVERYBODY will eventually DIE, and that the best we can hope for is a PANLESSDEATH. Anyway, when I got to the door, one of the two locks was unlocked, and I was like, someone has been so irresponsible with how they've locked up this building. And then I let myself in, and there was a man in the studio who was, it's his role apparently to look after the piano. But I felt bad, because I felt like I had interrupted his special time with the piano, right? Now, you'd expect me to be like, who's this blinking interloper in the studio in my special time? But I wasn't. I was more like, oh, no, here's a man who's come in early to have some time with the piano. You know, I'd love to be that person, like, up early, and through no obligation, no broadcasting, no sort of neediness, no like, oh, who's going to listen to me? Just let yourself into a building and play the piano. Christ, that's the sort of stuff that happens in films, isn't it? Anyway, morning. My name is Daniel Kitson, and I I've played two songs so far. The first one was One Day Like This by Elbow. I mean, come on. What a bloody song. I dare say a few of you are like, oh, heard it, snorefest, heard it, lame-o, boom boom, ding dong. But what a song. Also, my mum sang that song in Abbey Road Studios as part of Rock Choir. So how about you all line up outside, come in one at a time, and then swivel on my mid-dig. And after that was Figures by Absolute Body Control, which was recommended to a friend of mine about 15 minutes ago. So there we go. And we're going to play some Chemical Brothers now. I'm going to play some Chemical Brothers, which, well, I'll just play it, and then I'll play a few more. I'll have me coffee. I've not had me coffee yet. I'm doing really well. Yes, I am, actually. Yes, I bloody am. That's nice, isn't it? Yeah. Yes, Daniel, it is nice. Oh, Daniel, you have such an eclectic taste. How do you find such a diversity of vibes? Well, I'll tell you what I do. I ask people to tell me what to play, and then sometimes I click on things and find other things. It's a pretty advanced process, and it is a process. That was Poppy Aykroyd with Paper. Before that was Darren Hanlon with All These Things. I had a spot of bother choosing which Hanlon track to play, because I was like, oh god, Hanlon, so many grade A gym jams. Stop dropping your absolute bangers, Hanlon. God, I'm just trying to pick one, and it was an absolute nightmare, but a nightmare in the best way. It's the sort of problem you want to have as a DJ, and I am primarily a DJ, in the same way that, like, a football manager, if they've got, like, too many really good strikers, they're like, it's the sort of problem you want to have. Having too many great songs to pick from is the sort of problem I want to have. That, and also, I'd like to have a problem where I've got six pavlovas and only half an hour to eat them. I wouldn't mind having that problem. And I mean, that's actually not a problem, is it? Because the thing about pavlova is, and I'm sure you already know this, it goes down quick and it compresses. So I reckon I could slam six pavs in 30. I don't want to swing it about, guys. Certainly not at 7:33 on Resonance FM. But I reckon I could eat six pavlovas in 30 minutes. Broadcasting. I am broadcasting. I had to write a tricky email to a group of builders last night, and they've replied to me, and it's all fine. So I feel like I've got a weight lifted off my shoulders. I've had a Java. Yumma dumma dum dum dum. What a magic Tuesday. I'm playing football this afternoon, and I am going to boss it. I'm going to go box to box for the full 90, and I'm going to slot pass after pass after pass through to a variety of players who will miss their opportunities. I will also make countless runs off the ball to give people options, because I'm all about options. Give the player with the ball options, easy options, short options. Don't run away from the ball. Anyway, like I say, I've had a coffee. So, I did back announce the Chemical Brothers, did I? Did I not? Anyway, with the Chemical Brothers with Leave Home, which I remember listening to on the, I think, last holiday that I went on with my mum and dad. I've been away for weekends, I guess, since then, but that was the last holiday, and it was in Crete, and I went for 1 week, and they had 2 weeks. I went for the first week, and then I came home on my own. And that holiday is memorable to me, not just because of the music that I was listening to, but also because it was the first time that I put two and two together and realised that eating onions really cripples me gut-wise. what a magical trip. Basically, I had some stufado. I don't know if you've had stufado, but it is absolutely delicious. I think it's lamb and cheese and then little baby onions in a stew. And oh my good God. I was going to say God, but I said good. So then I tried to cover it by saying good. Oh my good God. Stufado, yes please. But then, Mamma Mia, what a catastrophe in the lavatory. So that's what that song makes me think of. Isn't music an emotive medium? Right, let's have a look what else I've got on my list for today. Oh, yes, I think we will have this actually. Me and my mum and dad and my brother, we used to listen to this in the car. My mum liked it. My mum loved this album. And then, of course, he went experimental and expressed himself and she lost interest. Here you go. I liked that one, though. Hey, I didn't mind that at all. That was The Sabutio Lads by Luke Haynes from... is a new album. Now, I don't really know much of Luke Haynes's output or much about him, apart from he's naughty, isn't he? Isn't he a naughty man, Haynes? Like he says, he says naughty things. He's like, here's a naughty opinion for you. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. And if it makes you cough, good. Because when you burn my opinions, you get cancer. I mean, that's probably the sort of thing he'd say. Certainly not the sort of thing I'd say. At 8:08 on a Tuesday. So before that, with Darren Hanlon, with Electric Skeleton, I'm basically going to play a Darren Hanlon song every other song, or certainly after every piece of experimental jazz. So let me tell you this story about that Terence Trent D'Arby song, which was Sign Your Name. Is it just called Sign Your Name? Was it called Sign Your Name Across My Heart? It's just called Sign Your Name, isn't it? Is it? Yeah, it's just called Sign Your Name. Classic TTD. So, Terence Trent D'Arby had an album called The Hard Line, according to Terence Trent D'Arby, and it was on a red cassette. The cassette itself wasn't red, but the label was red, and we had that in the car on family trips. Now, I remember that song from a holiday. I think it was our first... I think it was our first flight as a family. We went to Corfu. I can't remember much about it, except for, firstly, I was very excited about flying. I wasn't at all scared. My mum was across the aisle next to a lady who was scared, and I kept leaning across and saying how high up we were and how much I could see. And I remember that, and I remember when we were there, I wasn't allowed to swim because I had grommets in my ears. Actually, that's a downright heap of lies. I was allowed to swim, but I wasn't allowed to put my head under the water in the sea. And it's the first time I'd ever been in warm sea. And it was the first time I'd ever been fish in the sea. Because I don't know if you've been to Scarborough. It's absolutely magical. I love Scarborough. But the fish aren't in the sea. The fish are on the plate. And the fish aren't on the plate for long because the fish are in my belly. Apart from they're not anymore because I've stopped eating meat and fish. Because I'm desperately searching for something to make me feel less guilty about all the bad I've done in my life. Anyway, on this family holiday to Corfu, our flight was delayed and we had to go to a Manchester hotel, right? I guess the airline put us in this Manchester hotel, not in a bedroom. They just sort of moved us, weirdly actually, looking back on it, that they just moved us off the airport for like, I guess, 8 hours. And we got put in this function room. Not a function room. Oh, I am a professional storyteller. I'm not sure if that's coming across, actually, because I don't know that a lot of professional storytellers spend 30% of their story going, oh, no, hang on, no. But, you know, I'm a stickler for veracity. I'm not all about the narrative arc. I'm about veracity. Veracity. Anyway, the point is... they put us in a big bar in a hotel in Manchester city centre, and two things happened. The first thing that happened is my mum had a bite on a granary bap and broke one of her teeth. Bap bow. And the other thing that happened is me and my brother saw a stripper for the first time. And for me, the last time. I can't speak for my brother. But in a mirror at the far end of the room, there was like a, I think a stag do happening in the corner of the room. And they just had like, I guess 300 holiday makers in the other in the other half of the room who were sad that their flight was delayed. It was, I think, all I think any time a person's like, I'm going to book a stripper, they should be forced to be in a place where there's 300 sad holiday makers, just to really heighten the grim absurdity of that transaction. How much would I have to pay someone for them to take their top and the bottom off? What a odd, grisly business. Anyway, let's have another song. This is the Divine Comedy with the Certainty of Chance. Go on, Neil, crank out one of your classics. Oh, this song is 6 minutes, 12 seconds long, by the way. So, I don't know. It's very rare that you get that on the radio, but you might want to factor that into your plans. Oh, hang on. Oh, no, not you. Right, good. There we go. Right, so what happened there was I was looking on YouTube to find a song that's not on Spotify. Oh, God, I'm absolutely the epitome of a modern-day DJ. So let me talk you through what I played there. The most recent song was Squad, spelled S-K-W-O-D, by Nadia Rose. And I'd like to apologise for the profanity within that song. She's just a young woman expressing herself. If you've got a problem with that, then I suggest you have a look in the mirror and wink at yourself. And if that doesn't cheer you up, there's very little I can do for you. Before that was The Revolution Will Not Be Televised by Gil Scott Heron, clearly a man who has not seen the two series of Pappy's Fun Club on BBC Three. And before that was Tune Yards with Who Kill. No, that wasn't Who Kill. That's the name of the album, but the song was Gangster, but not spelt with an ER at the end, obviously. Spelt with an A at the end. Good on him. Good on him having a crack. And before that was The Certainty of Chance by The Divine Comedy, with the weird talky bit at the end that I always forget about. I think there's probably a radio edit of that. But I don't know. I don't know about radio edits. How about you just play the song? I mean, if you think that's the song, then that's the song, isn't it? I mean, I'm not doing a radio edit. I might have my talking. This is it. I'm just talking. I don't know if that's coming across. I don't know if it's coming across, but I don't put a lot of thought into this in general. But it is, and I cannot overstate this. Lovely to be out of the house. I was going to say something. I had something quite good to say. Oh yes. So. I mentioned a few days ago that outside the studio, when I leave, there is the sound of children playing football around the corner, and I can't see them, but I can hear them, and I always want to play football. About 2 days ago, well, that's too small a number to not be accurate, isn't it? A few days ago, there we go, watertight. A few days ago, I was out in the street that I live on, and there's some small children. I'd say they are sub eight, but that is not how you talk about children, is it? Sub eight. They are, I think, probably one of the boys is eight, and they like to play in the street. I saw one of them climbing a tree the other day, and I was like, fair, oh, I mean, I can't. I was going to swear then, but it is, I don't know, 16 minutes past eight, and I dare say a lot of you have got children with you. Although I did get an email yesterday from someone saying, oh, it's fine to swear. I'm listening with my children, but I've told them about swearing, so it's fine. So if you're listening with your children and you've not told them about swearing, oh, God, It's about fucking time to do so. Sorry. It was there. I couldn't not. Oh, no. Everyone's in trouble. I apologize for that swear word. Okay. So, anyway, I was in the street. I saw one of these boys up a tree. I was like, yes, please. And another day, I saw two of them hitting a tree with sticks. I was like, why not? Get stuck in. Teach it who's boss with a bit of itself. But on this day, one of them had a ball and it was rolling down the street and I controlled it and passed it back to him. And then we passed the football to each other for about 4 minutes and then I had to go inside, mainly because I was too happy. But I'd love to be able to play football in the street, just have a kickabout. Like I occasionally feel like I'd like to have a bit of a kickabout, but it's probably odd, isn't it, for a 40-year-old man to be having a kickabout. Bit odd. Anyway, the last 2 days when I've left my house to ride my bike in here, there's been a woman running round the street. It's a cul-de-sac, and she's been doing laps. And I feel bad for her in the same way that I felt bad for the man who was in here playing the piano earlier, because it is like, oh, she is doing that at a time when she has every right to not expect anyone else to be around, and yet here I am wobbling out of my house with my bike all sleepy, and she's so ashamed of her exercise regime that she's doing it at 6 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, good luck to her. This is by US Girls and it is Sororal Feelings.
So we need to let the world know, and you need to know, that silence is the enemy and sound is the weapon.
That's a fair point. It's a fair point at the end. That was Talmbout by Janelle Monáe and Wonderland Records. That was a video of it on YouTube, and I find that song quite hard to find. I've tried to play it on the radio before, and I can only find it on YouTube, and that seems to be, and I might be wrong, it seems to be like a fan video made with people, I think, miming to it. Anyway, it's a complicated world. Oh, I can hear the police outside. Can you hear that? Oh, maybe it's because I've been playing too many dangerous jams and they can't handle it. Because before that, I played Black Steel by Tricky. And before that, I played Sororal Feelings by US Girls. So it is now 8:33. Not long left, is there? Oh, I'll tell you what I'm going to do after this. I'm going to ride my bike and I'm going to have a coffee. I'm going to ride my bike and I'm going to have a coffee and a snack. I'm going to have, hopefully, at Borough Market, which is just around the corner, I'm going to pop in there and I'm going to get one of those caramelized croissant things called a cuillamande. I'm going to stuff that in my gob. And then I'm going to ride my bike and then I'm going to have a coffee. I think maybe I need to do more prep on the content for this show, really. Because that's not great, is it? It's not great, me saying, can you hear the police? And then sort of boasting about my pastry plans. Although if you had pastry plans like that, you'd boast about them, you pack of chumps. You're sitting there with your cereal or your muesli. Oh, enjoy your muesli, losers. Muesli, more like loosely, yeah? You dry grain eating pigs. I really appreciate my listenership. I used to make my own granola for a short time of my life. I guess I was a different guy, but so listen, I'm still trying to remember. I say I'm still trying to remember. I forgot about trying to remember it, and then I remembered about trying to remember it. Which Half Man Half Biscuit song has the line, "If I was a linesman, I would execute defenders who applauded my offsides"? And I've just Googled it, and it's not come up. Anyway, I'll play another Half Man Biscuit. Half Man, Half Biscuit song instead. And then we'll play something else. I'll just play, but basically, I'll keep playing song. Oh, I told you, I haven't got an Apple, so it's really dropped off in the last little while. It's really dropped off. I need to bring myself some sort of snack to get me motoring through the last bit. Well, this is by Half Man, Half Biscuit, and it's called Bad Losers on Yahoo Chess. All right? You've done it again, Throsby, haven't you? Whoa, yes, please. That song was by Holly Throsby. And what a fun name to say. And what a great artist to enjoy. Holly Throsby. Holly Throsby. Very few names. Very few surnames certainly start with a THR combo. And I would say even fewer first name start with a THR combo. I can think of Thorogood Marshall, but that's not got an R after the H. So if you can think of a first or surname that starts THR, text in. There's no text number. Also, this show is pre-recorded, so do not text in. I might start. Oh, that would be fun, wouldn't it, if I start to pretend that all the shows are pre-recorded? I mean, largely pointless, but a fun lie. What's more fun than lying? I'll tell you, having an omelette. I fancy an omelette. I just played four songs back-to-back in a consecutive hit smash, and about midway through it, I was like, oh, I fancy an omelette. I'm going to have an omelette. So those songs were Aeroplane by Holly Throsby. Before that was Babies by Pulp. Before that was today's track off the David Byrne album, which is Bullet. The bullet went into him. It's quite a sad song, actually, really, so I probably shouldn't do my version. And before that was Half Man, Half Biscuit. I've been told by a few people that it is Paintball's Coming Home. That's got the line, if I were a linesman, I would execute defenders that applauded my offsides. I'll probably play that tomorrow. So that's something to come back for. You got to keep trailing it. That's the thing. You got to snare them. You got to snare them with the hit. You got to tickle them with some new vibes. Then you got to trail tomorrow's vibes. People are like, I'm going to get up and do press ups for 2 hours and listen to this guy change my world. So I'm going to try and play a song for you now. I've been looking for. Years ago, David Holmes did an album called Come Get It, I Got It. And it was, one of those albums he does where he finds obscure tracks and plays them and, and does things around them. And it was very good, very good. And it had the young man, won't you tell me, that song. Which led to the documentary, didn't it? I'm never going to watch that documentary. Not as a point of principle, just because I haven't yet, and now there's loads of new stuff. There's like lots of stuff that I think I would like that if I watched it, but it's now too far down the pile. Like, it's like, I'm never going to get to the bottom of the pile. It's like when you... Well, when you've got a glass of water in a restaurant and they keep refilling it before you've emptied it. Flip me over, brother. Let me finish my water. I want to know how much I've had and I want to feel like I've emptied something. That's what I look for in a restaurant experience, the feeling that I've emptied something. So, what time do you make it? I make it 8:53. Now, my friend from school, Sam Taplin, has recorded a song. I don't know how to play it with this. Hang on. Is that it?
Black to calm, black to calm.
I mean, that's not Sam. That's very much not Sam's vibe. I don't know. Oh, hang on now. Hang on. Is this it?
Black to calm, black to calm.
Well, no, that's not it, is it? This computer makes me so cross, I could effin' Jeff if I wasn't such a respectful broadcaster. All right, I'll try and work out how to play that tomorrow. He basically played me a song when I went round to his house on his piano. I said, that's nice, if you've got a recording of that, I'll play it on the radio. And he said, I'll try and get it recorded properly. And I said, no, you should just record it on your iPhone, it'll be the right vibe. So I'll try and get that done for tomorrow, constantly trailing tomorrow. Also, of course, there'll be the Wednesday prize draw. Guys, there is no Wednesday prize draw. But you won't know that until you've tuned in. Okay, it is 8:54. I reckon, I mean, ideally now, I just want one song now, don't I? I just want something absolutely banging that's 5 minutes long. But I've already spunked all my ditties. Sorry, everyone, for that language. Well, let's end with this. I don't know if it's any good, so that seems fitting. But it's from David Holmes' most recent one, and it's by an artist called Geese, and the name of the song is Andrew Parsnip. So, I mean, you know, even if it's dog shit, there's something to enjoy. Again, sorry. I'm going to pop this on, and then I'm going to start tidying up. So you have a nice day. You have a nice day. I'm off for an omelette. Bye.